Let's talk about what's happening in our very own really remarkable community. And there is not a new sheriff in town. We got that part taken care of last election. But there is a new CEO in town for United Way of the Wine Country, Lisa Carreño. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Happy to have you here in the studio.
I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to have you here. And you know her, my next guest. She has been with us a number of times as president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers. And Carissa Cruz is also the board chair.
I am. Of
United Way of the Wine Country.
At such an exciting time. So we are thrilled to be here.
What's it like to step in, Lisa, as CEO to this, you know, wonderfully established?
Right. We're a 50-year-old organization. And United Way of the Wine Country started out as Sonoma, Mendo Lake. And now our region stretches all the way up to the Oregon border along the coastline and with Lake County. It's exciting to be a part of United Way of the Wine Country now, particularly post-fire, as we think about being a region and a regional recovery and what that looks like.
Boy, oh boy, we're just starting to get that, I think. I think it's just starting to settle in what it's going to take.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, for me, the last year has really been an education about this branch of United Way. Because I had a preconceived notion about, the fundraising and community efforts and things like that. But what I found to be true after, you know, during and after our fire situation last October, was how encompassing an organization you became.
Right.
Really remarkable.
Well, you know, we gave out $6.1 million in fire relief money that was raised in and from beyond our community through the collaboration with Redwood Credit Union, the Press Democrat, Senator McGuire.
Right.
Over 6,000 families and individuals served through that. And I think what the community got to see and what we got to show ourselves is how strong a connector United Way of the Wine Country is to individuals with need, volunteers, strategic partners, and donors. And that is the core of what we need to be, a strong connector.
And also, you need to have really long arms, because encompassing all of that, you know, takes some amazing commitment and length, to be sure. And Carissa, how do you see the next year? I mean, because we don't want to, you know, say, how do you see the next 10 years? That's too big for us to think about now.
Right.
But in terms of the next year of effort, where do you see that going?
Yeah, well, I think just as Lisa was talking, the thing that I was most excited about joining United Way is that it's an organization that's willing to evolve. And I think when you look back over our history, and we were really about driving campaigns to support other organizations.
Yeah.
And then where there was really needs or gaps in programming and support for some of our important community initiatives, we started to build those programs ourselves, and then taking on this particular role of kind of convening and connecting during the fires. So I think that's what really, I want to say, attaches me to the organization, is that we're about really providing support where it's needed. And so I think we have a lot of opportunity ahead to figure that out. I think just as Lisa was saying, you know, we see United Way of Wine Country, especially given our multi-community connections around the Bay Area, to be a kind of a big leader in bringing the community back together and providing that ongoing recovery support. I don't know what that looks like yet. I mean, I think that's why we're really excited to have Lisa in this role. She's been such a visionary and, you know, amazing at building relationships and connecting folks in her previous roles and just in our community, that I think the entire board is just excited for her leadership and her to come in. And we have a great team already in place.
Right,
so she gets to step into an infrastructure and a team that have done really incredible things to date, and now think about what's next. So,
and no pressure, Lisa, at all, but what's going to be thing one for you in terms of this new gig as CEO?
You know, thing one for me, this is my seventh day on the job. And
So I figured you'd have it all worked out.
Yes, I got it all figured out.
The 10-page plan is right in front of her, as you can clearly see. So.
Thing one for me is team leadership, team management, team support for our amazing, truly amazing staff, all of them, and our amazing board. We have a remarkable team, and my first priority is to get to know them and to ask them, what are we doing well? Where can we improve? How? What can I do to support you?
You know, that's a perspective that I think every organization, mm-hmm. every company should have, especially somebody new coming in at the helm. And because you're talking about an amazing resource from mm-hmm. the people who know right. best
right.
about what works and what doesn't. So I applaud you for taking that stance right off the top.
Yeah, they are our best asset. This team, the staff team, the volunteer team, the board team, they are our best asset. And I'm really proud to be a part of this group.
And since we're here, and this is going to be, I think, part of, I know it's I want it to be my focus mm-hmm. Over the course of the next month or two, is to really talk about, okay, you know, I'm hoping that at some point after the 8th of October, we can take a moment. To take a deep breath. And then after that, it's right back to work. I would like to get each of your opinions about what work needs to be done next for our community in terms of recovery.
After we take a deep breath?
Well, yeah, you can't do it now because I'm waiting for the year anniversary to do that.
Right.
But in terms of making sure, okay, we've clearly, you can see it, we have past milestones already. Right. We have visual recovery to take a look at, pieces of it anyway, mm-hmm. In our community. But trying to navigate the next part of this whole thing.
Right.
Is going to present a whole new package of challenges, don't you think?
I'll actually jump in. I mean, since this affects me so personally, obviously, with losing my home, but I think in that pause moment, I really hope that we take a moment to be thankful for how far we've come in the last year. It's incredible.
Yes.
Incredible. I mean, I was seeing some photos today, which I know are going to be repeated a lot over the next probably 5 to 6 weeks as we hit the year mark, of just seeing the homes with the ashes still before cleanup. And to think about just the act of cleaning up all of those lots that was accomplished in record time. And then, you know, creating these, recovery centers and permitting processes and expediting all of that building. I mean, just in the mental health support we're getting through the Healthcare Foundation and Debbie Mason's work and all of these, everyone stepped up in this community. And I think, you know, I get a chance to interact with folks who want to come visit or press from outside of Sonoma County a lot in my grape grower role. And everyone asked, so how is the community? And I was like, what would we notice if we came to visit now? And I'm like, I think the thing that you would notice if you went into our hotels, our tasting rooms, our restaurants, is that there's this amazing spirit and sense of unity in our community that we didn't possibly have a year ago.
And I think a sense of strength too.
Yes.
I really think we've, fostered that, we've earned it, and I think it shows on us.
And so I think again, talking from kind of that personal role, I think what's going to be maybe the opportunity, and I think we're a United Way, and Lisa even can play a role, is that there's still a lot of families, I want to say, hurting out there.
Yes.
And, you know, what I hope doesn't happen is there doesn't become this dichotomy of those who lost and those who didn't, where it feels like it's two separate communities.
Yes.
Because we've had such a great strength in that unity over the last year. And so I think, you know, we are going to have to rely on some of our community partners who have really been lifting us up along the way to continue to bring people together and make cross those bridges so those who did lose don't feel alone or a year later.
I absolutely agree.
You know, feel disconnected or everyone else went back to normal I'm not normal.
Yeah.
And, you know, how to really connect to make sure that those community and to also recognize that no matter, you know, if you lost everything, to watch friends lose everything, to scrambled and didn't know for 2 weeks what was going to happen, there was an impact. Mm-hmm. It does not matter.
No
so
question.
There was an emotional impact.
Yeah.
So I think having our community partners, continue to connect us, our elected officials, you know, Pat, in your role, bringing us together and having an open conversation about it so we're not afraid to really say how we feel. And just
warts and all.
Yeah, I mean, acknowledge that it's not perfect and it's not all fixed and there's not a, it's not normal for everyone yet. And it's going to be a long time for that, I think is important.
Really excellent point. And but, I think for our, you know, for us to continue that forward progress that we've got going, we need to remember not to leave anybody behind.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what you're saying.
Absolutely.
So I definitely appreciate that. And Lisa, your thoughts on the next chapter for us?
I share Carissa's strong feelings about the importance of giving attention to equity and the experience that some people have in our community. They don't have access to the information. They don't have access to the resources. They don't know how to reach the resources, and they need help. It's exhausting to be mindful all the time about that fact. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that on the Saturday before the fires, there were thousands of people who were living on the margins. And I remember so clearly in November at the 10,000 Degrees Advisory Board meeting, my predecessor, Mike Hallhoff, saying, I knew there were a lot of people in Sonoma County living on the margins before the fires. What we have been experiencing in our office since the fires and as we've been meeting families and distributing these emergency relief funds is we have gotten to see just how close they were living to the edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this has put so many hundreds and hundreds of people over the edge. Now, you know, to live united, we really need to embrace the whole community and lift them up. And that is what I think we really need to be focusing on after the pause, not to get tired, not to lose our focus, and to continue to hold that intention.
And that's going to have to be a reminder amongst all of us, and that's going to be the occasional, you know, elbow to the ribs. Hey, remember, we're still in this. We're still working on this.
Yeah.
We're, you know,
this is a
when
marathon.
Energy begins to lag, because you're right, it is a marathon.
Right.
Well, Lisa, congratulations.
Thank you.
CEO of United Way of the Wine Country, and it's a great gig. I'm really looking forward to seeing what you do with it.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to do this, and I really appreciate the partnership. I look forward to coming back and sharing more.
Consider it done. And Carissa, you know you're always welcome at my
Thank
kitchen
you.
Table.
Thank you.
Carissa Cruz, and glad to have you both here. Thanks for being here.